Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
So yesterday we introduced something called The Big Issue.
Right, The Big Issue is a newspaper sold by homeless people. They can sell copies to earn an income and take the first steps in getting their lives back on track.
The articles in The Big Issue are usually written by professional journalists or celebrities.
Nice. Now homeless people can get one lot of copies for free and keep all the money they make by selling them.
However, if they want to sell more, they must first buy them, but only at half price.
Now this means they can still make a good profit,
Yeah. But
they have to work hard and treat selling The Big Issue as a proper job.
Yeah, by doing so, they not only earn money, they also get back into the working habit,
Right. Which
is important for getting their lives back on track and saving enough money for a real home.
Now today we're going to learn more about The Big Issue, starting with its history.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start today's article.
Okay.
Reading. Putting Homelessness on the Front Page. The Big Issue first hit the streets in 1991. One of its creators was John Bird, who became homeless in London at the age of 5. He was determined to make life better for others who were in a similar situation. The other founder was Gordon Roddick, whose wife Anita started the Body Shop stores. The Body Shop provided $50,000 to help The Big Issue get started. At first, The Big Issue was a London newspaper, but soon it was sold all over the UK. By 1993, it had changed from a monthly to a weekly paper. Different editions of the paper were produced for Scotland, Wales, and other regions of the UK. These days, The Big Issue can be found in 9 other countries. Taiwan joined this group in 2009. In addition, John Bird created the Big Issue Foundation in 1995. Any extra money made by the foundation is used to address the issues that lead to homelessness. Both the charity and the newspaper are dedicated to helping people without homes get back on their feet.
The article begins by saying The Big Issue first hit the streets in 1991. To hit the streets is when something is made available to buy for the public. So an author's new book or a new album or tomorrow's newspaper, they all hit the streets, meaning people can now buy whatever it is.
Cool. Okay, The Big Issue 呢是在1991年首次正式上路哦。OK, 正式呢提供给大众购买的意思啦。不论呢是刚刚派老师提到新书啦，或是歌手的新专辑啦，或是明天的报纸啦，都可以 hit the streets, 也就是提供给民众购买哦。Now let's find out whose idea it was.
Okay.
The article says, one of its creators was John Bird, who became homeless in London at the age of 5. 哇，其中的创办人其实就是 John Bird, 他在五岁的时候在伦敦就成为无家可归的人耶。
Okay, he was a creator, and a creator, this is spelled C-R-E-A-T-O-R, creator, this is someone who creates or helps to create something. You can see how it's related to all these words, create, creation,
Yeah. Creative,
creativity, and so on. In this case, creator, O-R, is the person whose idea it was.
当然我们常常已经有听到很多字哦，像是 create 啊，创造 creative 有创意的，不过呢今天本课的 creator 当然就是讲什么什么人，就是创造者哦，或是 创办人这样的意思哦。 So the creator of The Big Issue had been homeless too.
Yeah, that's right. And the article says he was determined to make life better for others who were in a similar situation.
That's very nice of him. 所以呢，因此呢，他有同理心啦，他就会下定决心说，要让有这个类似状况的人呢，生活可以变得更好。
Now, if you're determined, okay, we'll spell this D-E-T-E-R-M-I-N-E-D, determined. If you're determined, then you've made a strong decision that you won't change, and you have a lot of motivation to carry out that decision. We often use it in the phrase determined to do something. For example, Cinderella was determined to go to the ball.
Wow, Cinderella.
Go you.
Okay, determined 呢其实就是有下定决心哦，很坚定的这样子意思哦。像是刚刚我很喜欢 Pat 的例句，就是讲到 Cinderella 就是灰姑娘，她非常有决心，一定要去参加舞会哦。Or we could also say, we are determined not to let it happen again.
True.
Okay, and Joan Bird was determined to make life better for people who were in a similar situation.
He was. The word similar is spelled S-I-M-I-L-A-R, similar, and it means the same or very close to being the same. John Bird had been homeless, so people in a similar situation means people who were also homeless.
Right.
We could also say the two boys have very similar personalities.
Right, okay. 我们来看一下 similar 这个字哦，其实就是相似的啦，类似的这样子的意思哦。比方呢，像是如果我跟 Cat, 我跟 Pat 老师都有养猫的话，然后长得很像，我们就可以说 our cats are similar in color or appearance. Okay, 那有时候我们看到两个长得很像的人呢，像是姐妹花啦，或者是兄弟呢，我们就可以说 you two look very similar to each other. Okay, so at the start of the article, we said Bird was one of the creators.
Yes.
Meaning there were more?
Indeed. The article says the other founder was Gordon Roddick, whose wife Anita started the Body Shop stores. So the word founder, F-O-U-N-D-E-R, founder, is someone who starts a company, a business, or even a school.
Okay, 好，另外一个创办人呢，哦，其实也是创立的人啊，也就叫做 Gordon Roddick。哇，那他太太也是非常有名，因为他也是创立 The Body Shop, 就是媒体小铺的人哦，他是 founder, 就是创立的人。
Okay, here's more on that. The Body Shop provided $50,000 to help the big issue get started.
Okay, 所以媒体小布呢，他提供了$50,000来帮助 the big issue 开始来去运作。Now, let's see what happened after the big issue was first published. At first, the big issue was a London newspaper, but soon it was sold all over the UK. 实在是太棒了，所以本来它只有在伦敦贩售，但是后来整个英国啊都开始卖了。
Yeah, London has a lot of homeless people, which is why it started there. But this wasn't the only thing that changed, okay?By 1993, it, the big issue, had changed from a monthly to a weekly paper. So monthly, M-O-N-T-H-L-Y, means it's once a month, monthly. But like, so it's kind of like our magazine, one a month. But weekly, W-E-E-K-L-Y, weekly, means a new one every week.
Wow, 但后来呢，我们来看一下它的历史。在1993年的时候呢，它就从这个月刊呢变成了周刊。每个月的我们可以用 monthly, 就像我们的空美杂志，我们的 For You A+, 我们都是 monthly magazines. 那 weekly 是什么呢？很简单，就是每个星期的。OK, 再补充一下 daily, OK, 就是每天的 everyday, 或是 yearly, 就是每年的。Or you can also use the word annually 来表示每年的。Were there more changes?
Yes, different editions of the paper were produced for Scotland, Wales, and other regions of the UK. So an edition, this is spelled E-D-I-T-I-O-N, edition, is the particular form of some published work. So for our magazine, we have this April issue.
Right.
Next month will be the May edition, April edition, May edition, so on, June edition. So with the big issue, there was a London edition, a Scotland edition, Wales edition, North edition, and so on.
Great, okay. 而且呢，我觉得这个还不错哦，蛮有特色。其实在这个苏格兰 Scotland 或是 Wales 威尔斯还有这个英国不同的地区，它都会贩售不同 版本的杂志哦 ，edition 就是不同版本的意思。那 the article says different regions.
Yes, regions. So a region, region, region is just a particular area, and that whole area should have something kind of in common. For example, southern Taiwan, the southern Taiwanese region, is a little different to the region of northern Taiwan.
Of
different、
course.
Weather.They are both different regions, and the East Coast is another different、
yeah.
region with different things. So it's the same in England. The northern regions are different from the southern regions in the way people speak and、what's happening and so on.、
Yeah.
So the idea of having different big issue editions for different regions is so you can put local stories in them.
Nice! Region 其实就是跟 area 这个字是差不多，就是地区啦，或者是地带呀，就像我们这个南部和北部的台湾，当然就是 different regions， 不论是他们讲话，像是台语的口音其实有点不同，或是哎这个人啊是台南的人特别的热情啊，或连天气都不同哦。哎，那我觉得 Big Issue 很聪明，他说在不同的地区呢，杂志内容呢当然就可以依照当地的做改变，也有不同的 edition， 就是版本。What a great idea!、Mm-hmm. Now the Big Issue isn't just in different countries.Oh, in different、regions, right?
Yeah. Well, in fact, you said it. the article says, these days, the big issue can be found in 9 other countries.、
Right.
So, not just bits of the UK, but、mm-hmm. full-on countries. And Taiwan joined this group in 2009. You can buy it here.
所以我们台湾也加入这个行列来帮助 homeless people. 现在总共有九个国家都有发行 the big issue. The big issue is more than just a magazine.
True.
The article says, in addition, John Bird created the Big Issue Foundation in 1995.
Yeah, a foundation, and this is spelled F-O-U-N-D-A-T-I-O-N, foundation. It's an organization, or we can also say institution,、mm-hmm. that started with some money that's given to it, and they started with a particular aim, like maybe research, or like this one, to help people in need.
OK, 其实呢我们刚刚就提到了 founder, 就是指这个创立的人。那 foundation 其实就是基金会这样子意思啦。那除此之外呢刚刚的文章用到 in addition 这样子的片语哦。Mm-hmm. 那我们也可以用 moreover, besides, furthermore 来表示除此之外还有什么。这个 John Bird 在1995年他还创立了 the Big Issue 的基金会。Here's more about what the Big Issue Foundation does. Any extra money made by the foundation is used to address the issues that lead to homelessness.
Yeah. Now, in this sentence, address, A-D-D-R-E-S-S, address is used as a verb. And it means to think about and begin to deal with an issue or a problem.For example, the CEO called all the managers、mm. to a meeting to address some of the issues facing the company.
Address 在这里有着处理这样子的意思哦，所以太棒了！这个基金会呢，它不但会是帮忙这个无家可归的人，它还会用在导致呢无家可归的一些主要的原因的一些问题。Okay, so the foundation doesn't just help homeless people, right?
Right. It wants to stop people becoming homeless in、mm-hmm. the first place, which means finding out the causes. So、mm. it could be drugs, crime, family problems, mental health, and finding ways to help those people with those problems before they become homeless.
Oh, I see.对，所以造成无家可归的原因其实真的有很多，比方可能是因为他是有吸毒啦，或是有家庭问题啊，有犯罪的啊，或是精神问题。那这些问题呢，哇 ，The Big Issue Foundation 呢，他们呢都会去做处理以及协助哦。That's why the last sentence of the article says.Both the charity and the newspaper are dedicated to helping people without homes get back on their feet.
Yep, a charity, of course, is just an organization that helps people, while the word dedicated, usually dedicated to something,、
yeah.
means really strongly motivated、mm. to help something. So if you're dedicated, you'll try your hardest to get or help what you're dedicated to.
OK, 最后我们提到这个慈善的团体和报纸呢，其实呢都是奉献给帮助无家可归的人再次恢复振作起来。 Charity 呢就是慈善团体或是事业的意思，而 dedicate 就是奉献什么什么这样子的意思哦。Now the sentence finished with the phrase get back on one's feet. Can you explain that idiom to everyone, Pat?
I sure can. To get back on one's feet means to recover from a bad time. For example, from an illness or after losing your job or being homeless. It's like when you fall over and you get back up.
Oh.
But we use it to mean in life. It's similar to the phrase get back on track we discussed yesterday.
Right. Get back on one's feet 其实就有振作或是恢复这样子的意思哦。Now get back on one's feet is today's shortcut for you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at our clip.
Yep, and also when we come back, we'll be doing our for you chat question because we've hit the end of the article.
Right.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Emily, how are you?
Hey, it's good to see you. I'm glad you're looking happy and healthy. Last week you were sick, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Well, I'm glad you seem to be getting back on your feet.
Well, we are both actually standing on our feet right now.
Oh no, I'm using get back on one's feet to mean return to good health or someone returning to a good state.
That makes sense. So get back on one's feet means 完全复原东山再起。
That's right. Well, I was going to go visit my friend Yelly if you want to come with me. She's been going through a hard time.
That's too bad. I hope she gets back on her feet soon.
Me too.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, do you think Taiwan has a homeless problem? Now, you have to explain your answer.
Right?
That is the big question.
Right.
So a homeless problem means that there are many homeless people,
mm-hmm.
and it's also easy for people to become homeless. And it could also mean that not enough things are being done to help the homeless people. So does Taiwan have that issue?
Definitely, I think so.
Okay.
Actually, there has been news about homeless people being attacked.
Oh,
yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah, and they usually stay in parks
mm-hmm.
or even places they probably will get, people will come and say, hey, you can't sleep here.
Uh-huh.
So I do think it's definitely a problem here too.
Yeah, I've seen a few homeless people near where I live
uh-huh.
and there are even some taxi drivers who seem to live in their taxis.
Right.
I will walk by in the morning on my way to work and they'll be kind of sleeping in the cabs, still wearing some of the clothes.
I think I've seen that as well.
So maybe there is a bit of a problem here
and
with homeless.
And outside, once I saw outside the ATM machine where we actually withdraw our money, sometimes they do, since it's like a 24-hour thing.
Yeah,
I've seen some
day.
People actually sleeping inside, but
mm-hmm.
then they'll probably, people will come and tell them, hey, you cannot stay here.
Okay, but at least Taiwan has the big issue, so something is being done to help these homeless people.
Mm.
Hopefully there is more being done as well. If you want to do something, you can check out on the internet to see if there are things we can do to help the homeless. But that is all we have time for today, guys. So thanks for watching. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Putting homelessness on the front page. The big issue first hit the streets in 1991. One of its creators was John Bird, who became homeless in London at the age of 5. He was determined to make life better for others who were in a similar situation. The other founder was Gordon Roddick, whose wife Anita started the Body Shop stores. The Body Shop provided $50,000 to help the Big Issue get started. At first, the Big Issue was a London newspaper, but soon it was sold all over the UK. By 1993, it had changed from a monthly to a weekly paper. Different editions of the paper were produced for Scotland, Wales, and other regions of the UK. These days, the big issue can be found in 9 other countries. Taiwan joined this group in 2009. In addition, John Bird created the Big Issue Foundation in 1995. Any extra money made by the foundation is used to address the issues that lead to homelessness. Both the charity and the newspaper are dedicated to helping people without homes get back on their feet.
Vocabulary Review.
Creator. The creator of this machine will give a talk to explain how it works. Determined. Andrea was determined to become a well-known singer one day. Similar. The two brothers look similar, but they act quite differently. Addition. In the newest edition of the book, the author has added some new information. Region. The southern region of the country has received little rain this year. Address. Tonight, we will address the issue of the environment on our news program.